99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's been pressuring the Justice Department to bring criminal charges against his political opponents. ABC's Rachel Scott says over the weekend, the president addressed a message on social media to Pam, meaning Attorney General Pam Bondi, in which he wrote, "Something must be done."
Adding, "We can't delay any longer. It's killing our reputation and credibility. Justice must be served now." President Trump calling for cases against Democratic Senator Adam Schiff, former FBI Director James Comey, and New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Today, the president's expected to make an announcement on autism, and the Washington Post is reporting the administration will link Tylenol use in pregnancy to autism. Tylenol's manufacturer says science shows the drug is safe. Tens of thousands celebrated the life and work of Charlie Kirk at a memorial for the conservative activist in Arizona. And the UK and Australia said they'll recognize a Palestinian state, angering Israel as the UN General Assembly begins. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Supporters of potential Republican gubernatorial candidate Congressman Tom Tiffany plan an event this week. A digital flyer paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin encourages people to save 6 p.m. Wednesday for an event in Wausau. Tiffany has said he expects to make an announcement on a gubernatorial run by the end of September. A trial begins today in Marathon County Court for a Jordanian man accused of sexual assault in Wausau. Mohammed Al-Siouri is accused of forcing himself on a Wausau woman after she turned down his advances. The two are said to be married under Sharia law, though no record of the marriage exists in government records. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources stresses that hunters know the difference between deer and elk during the deer bow hunting season. The DNR says elk will typically be much larger than deer and have a different coloration. More information can be found on the DNR's website. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise more clouds than sun, with a few showers and perhaps a thunderstorm around in the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-70s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm this evening, and then some patchy fog possible late with a low near 59. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. It's 58 at our studios.
Maximum hits.
It's time for this hour's keyword to text in our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest right here on 99.7 Max FM.
It is our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest brought to you by Back Road to Baraboo Motors. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to Green Bay versus the Minnesota game in November. Our first keyword is new, N-E-W. You need to text that in via the free Civic Media app before 8 o'clock this morning to be entered into our drawing. Again, this hour's keyword is new, N-E-W. Here's Billy Idol, Money Money on Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. We have a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings we need to talk about, so we are breaking into our normal, regular programming due to that. The first severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Sauk County. This goes until 7:45 a.m. Right now, we are seeing that there is a severe thunderstorm located near Hillsboro, and that is moving 50 miles southwest from us, moving east at 40 miles per hour. The main concern with this severe thunderstorm is 6-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. This is currently a radar-indicated event, and possible hail damage to vehicles is expected. Wind damage to roof, siding, and trees. This storm is heading towards the Laval, Reedsburg, Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, and Hill Point areas. If you're in these areas, you should move to a safe location inside a building away from windows. So again, that is a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Sauk County. A severe thunderstorm warning has also been issued for southwestern Juneau County, northeastern Vernon County, northeastern Richland County, and northeastern Monroe County. That also goes until 7:45 a.m. this morning. Again, same thing, 6-mile-per-hour wind gust. And this is also radar indicated. Expect damage to roof, siding, and trees with this storm. And this storm will be in the Hillsboro, Elroy area at 710 a.m., Oneewalk 720, and Mauston around 725. And so areas that are also impacted include the Union Center area, and we are monitoring this storm because that is the same one that is moving into Sauk County. Currently, I'm looking at the storm on radar, and it is indeed in the Mauston area. So that is the one that we are watching that is going to move into northwestern Sauk County as well, and that is why we are under that severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Sauk County. Right now, as I look outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo, we have partly cloudy skies out there, calm winds. And this storm right now, or warning, does not impact the Baraboo area. So again, severe thunderstorm warning, northwestern Sauk County, that goes until 7:45 a.m., currently, this storm is located near Hillsboro, or 15 miles southwest of Mauston. It is moving slowly east at 40 miles per hour. The concern with this storm is 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. This is radar-indicated. We do not have storm reports at this point in time. Possible hail damage to vehicles is expected. Wind damage to roof, siding, and trees. Reedsburg, Laval, Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, and Hill Point areas should be seeking shelter indoors. We will continue to monitor this system, and we will break into regular programming as needed. We are going to go into our live morning show as well this morning because we normally would be going into additional music and playing a show opener. We're not going to do that this morning with the severe thunderstorm warning. So we are going to go into our chances to win today. This hour's keyword, new, N-E-W. Text that in via the free Civic Media app. You can download that in the Apple or Google store. Look for Max Miles Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Use the text button to send in the word new, N-E-W. For your chance to win in our multi-state text-to-win contest brought to you by State Farm Insurance, it's Agent Chris Stanton. Again, this hour's keyword, new, N-E-W. Look for 99.7 Max FM, the free Civic Media app. Click the text button and send the keyword new in right now. You have until the end of the hour, and good luck. So, yes, lots of things going on this morning. We do want to take a moment. We want to welcome intern Killian into the studio today. He is with us. His first day is rather exciting. Killian, if you want to just come up to the microphone right over here. I was going to have you sit at one of the yard microphones, all the craziness this morning, unfortunately. Hey, welcome to Max FM, Killian.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, Killian, you're going to be with us for the rest of the school year, and we're excited to have you here.
I'm very excited. I appreciate this opportunity.
So I won't make Killian talk too much on the air today, but you will hear Killian on the air with us occasionally. He's big into sports, and so that's why we're excited to have him here. And we're going to be talking about some of the things that Killian will be doing with us in the near future as well. I'm going to give Killian a hint because he hasn't even heard this, but you will be helping do our sports reports going forward for all the high school athletics. We will have you recording some of the scores in the upcoming events. And we'll make arrangements to have you maybe either have a device or some way of recording those so they can hear your voice on the air instead of mine. Ultimately, this is the goal for doing the local sports. So we started covering local sports more in depth again last week.
And we've been doing local scores and schedules. We knew that Killian was going to be starting this week, and so we're looking forward to having Killian join us. So, intern Killian, welcome to Max FM. Crazy morning. Again, I do need to pop over to the weather. Sorry, Emily, I know you're waiting in the wings here, too. This is one of those crazy mornings. And I was coming up. All of our meteorologists are probably still sleeping. Yeah. I was kidding, Emily, that our meteorologists were still in bed. And one of them was texting me saying, warnings at 7 a.m., Dave. I'm like, yeah. So real quick, severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Sauk County. That goes until 7:45 a.m. this morning. A severe thunderstorm is located 15 miles southwest of Mauston that is moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazard is 6 miles per hour, wind gusts, and quarter-size hail. Quarter-size hail, not a good thing. Yeah, it can cause damage to vehicles. Wind gusts is 60 miles per hour. Can cause damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Lavelle, Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, Hill Point, and Reedsburg. That is also why there's another severe thunderstorm warning. And we're going to talk about northwestern Juneau County and northeastern Richland County. That severe thunderstorm warning is for the same storms moving this way, 60 mile per wind gust. And that is a primary concern. We're expecting to see this impact the Elroy and Hillsboro area right now, Waniwaka around 720, Mauston around 725. So if you're in these areas, be aware of it. As I'm looking on radar right now, I am definitely seeing that the Mauston area is where that storm is moving into. I can also see that it's in Elroy, and I do have our meteorologist on standby taking a look at this as well. If there's anything else we need to report, we'll have them break in, Emily. How are you doing today, Emily?
I am fantastic. How are you doing today, Dave? And welcome, Killian. It's so good to have you. It sounds like you have a lot of super fun work in front of you, lots to learn and lots to report. So welcome. Forward to meeting you.
Yes, he's going to be a great, valuable asset. And the thing is, Killian's going to get to learn all about broadcast. And that is kind of what you're looking to do once you go to college, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. He says absolutely yes. So we will get Killian situated in studio here in just a few minutes. We didn't expect to be covering severe weather this morning. So our morning show.
Come on, Dave. You've lived in Wisconsin your whole life. You can't expect anything with the weather.
I expect
it to change and expect to be on top of it.
Yep.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, that was one thing that was very much unexpected this morning because our meteorologists were monitoring it, and they knew that they had some in the Minnesota area, and they wrapped up about 10:30, and they did not expect them over by us this morning. We were expecting to see possibilities for weather later on into the afternoon, into the evening, and so that's what we were planning for. So even our meteorologist is like, yeah, didn't expect this. So, yep, Mace is wide awake right now. He is keeping tabs on this, and if there's anything additional that I need to talk about, we will do so. So again, that's severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Sauk County. That goes until 7:45 a.m. The main areas of concern are the Lavelle, Reedsburg area. That storm is in the Mauston, Elroy area right now. Baraboo is not under the severe thunderstorm warning at this point in time. We'll keep tabs on it as it moves into the area. Killian and I'll be watching it safely from the Max FM studios. We do follow all the safety protocols here as well, so we do stay away from the windows when storms do move through the area. But because this is a severe thunderstorm warning and not the other kind of warning, we can stay in studio for that, Killian. So that just so you're aware, if we get the other kind of warning, we're not up in the studio by the windows. So we follow the safety rules.
Basement down there to hide out in.
Yeah, except my computer isn't set up down there yet, so that's something I do have to work on now. So yeah, all the craziness.
All in good time, Dave. All in good time. Thankfully, we are sponsored by the Powerline Coffee in the morning, so Dave is fully caffeinated either from home and then into Powerline or already from Powerline. But thank you to Powerline because they always keep Dave up and moving right away on the Monday morning, so we appreciate that.
Yes, we do. I have not been over there as of yet. I didn't even get a chance to sneak over that way yet. So, yeah, hoping to do that a little bit later this morning. Definitely going to need some Powerline coffee to power our day here. It's going to be a busy day. Now, the other thing is we're going to talk about is Hope Host Radio Requestathon. Emily, you and I in the crew are going to be very busy on Thursday starting at 7 a.m. It's all the benefit Hope Housing. Right now, we are at $730 of our $2,500 goal. I'm going to extend the halfway point until Wednesday. Now, if we hit that halfway point by Wednesday night and we start our day off at that $2,500 on Thursday, all the Max FM hosts will be wearing purple tutus for the duration of the broadcast. And Emily's going to roller skate in the lobby. We'll do video of it in her purple tutu if we're at $2,500 before Thursday morning. Again, 730.
Yes, folks, we know we want this to happen. I know we know. But everybody listening, you know you want this to happen because it's just goofy and fun. So please, please, please. That's so awesome that we extended. I'm so excited because I do want to have some antics and I do want to do that in celebration of raising all this money for Hope House. It's super exciting. It's the Radiothon, Request-a-thon, fundraiser for Hope House. We do this every year and we are excited and we are putting out the challenges out there, folks, businesses, individuals. You know what? There's never too little to donate. That's what's really exciting about contests, or not contests, but fundraisers like this. It, you know, it's not like, oh, well, I don't know if I could, you know, it's just every little bit counts. So we sure appreciate everyone thinking about it.
We definitely do. I actually was handed a check by a family member over the weekend to help support Hope House, and we thank them. Now, a couple of ways. If you want to make a direct donation to Hope House, you can write a check out to Hope House, drop it off to the Max FM studios. We will make sure it gets to them when they're here on Thursday. You can email dave at max.fm or text 608-355-9970 with that information, and we will get that check to Hope House on Thursday towards our goal. You can also go to our website, max.fm. Go to the community calendar and click on the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. The link is live already for Thursday. You can make your donation right there as well. So go to max.fm, click on the calendar, and you can see that event right there. And we have the link active, ready to go. We got that set up yesterday. It's also on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. So we've got multiple ways you can get to that link. We're starting to talk about it now because that's where you go make your song request on Thursday as well. So some exciting things happening here today, Emily.
Absolutely. There's just a ton of stuff going on. And I think that that is pretty much common for what we do on the morning show, which, you know what? We got a lot of energy. We got full of antics. We got brains that are all over the place. Who knows what's happening with us? So we like to roll with the punches. We like to have things be wild and crazy. So we appreciate it. And it's all in a good way. And we super appreciate it. There's also, I know Dave mentioned this early, text to win contest right now, folks. I mean, it's just a crazy wild Monday. So wake up, everybody. There's stuff to do, ways to get involved. Definitely text to win. You are going to have an opportunity to win things with the word new, N-E-W. We had a fun time with the last text to win contest, which we were making up ways to remember the spelling. So we were assigning fruit. We were assigning all kinds of things. I'm trying to figure out a way to assign fruit to the letters N-E-W, and I have not had enough coffee because it's not working. So I'll work on that. But at this point, you work on getting your text thumbs ready and get through the Civic Media app, text the word new to win.
All right. Yes. Thank you so much. Emily gave me a chance to catch my breath there as well. I'm going to pop back to our severe weather coverage here super quick because we want everyone to be aware that we do have a severe thunderstorm warning. Again, that's for northwestern Sauk County. That goes until 7:45 this morning for a storm that is up going through the Mauston area right now that is moving east at 40 miles per hour. The main hazard with this storm is 60 mile per hour wind gust and quarter size hail. This is all radar indicated. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. With the wind, expect wind damage to roof sidings and trees. Now, the areas that are impacted by this severe thunderstorm warning in northwestern Sauk County that goes till 7:45 are Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, and Hill Point, as well as Lavelle and Reedsburg. And so we are monitoring that storm. And according to our meteorologist, Mace Michaels, I thank you for him keeping tabs this morning. He said both the National Weather Service is commenting the radar wind increase to mid-levels, and that could drop down to surface. So that means that we could see some issues with that wind in this warned area. So we are monitoring this. So that means that if this does go any further, we will actually suspend our morning show programming and do complete severe weather coverage until that storm clears through this area, just so we're all on the same page here. And it's so Emily's aware because it's a little hard to type and talk and move mice around and look at weather screens all at the same time. Also, severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Juneau County, northeastern Richland County for this same storm. This storm is showing 6 mph wind gusts, hail damage, and we are expecting this. It is moving through the Hillsboro-Elroy area right now. It's heading towards Wanewoc and Mauston. As Killian and I are watching the radar right here, right now, we can see that the storm is in the Mauston area. So that's what we're looking on the big screen on the TV here in the Max FM studio. I'm seeing a little bit of some interesting stuff here right now. It is moving through the Elroy area. And I am seeing a little bit of some wind event occurring in the Elroy area. So if you're in Elroy, you should be seeking shelter indoors immediately. It is just to the west of Mauston at this point in time. And it is just starting to move through also portions of the Hillsboro area. And I'm seeing that it's just to the west of the Reedsburg area as well. So depending on what the trajectory of the storm does, if it does extend into past the Reedsburg area and it does extend into the Baraboo Lake Delton area, we will suspend regular programming and do severe weather coverage. So that is the plan this morning. We will try to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries this morning, a little bit of an unprecedented morning show. This is one of the first times in the history of me being on the morning show, Emily, that we're doing severe weather coverage.
Well, you know what? Weather doesn't care who's on the radio. It's going to do whatever it wants. So that is part of our jobs. And, you know, I'll just be waiting here in the wings. Let me know what you need from me. But otherwise, I know all our listeners appreciate the updates to severe weather because that is what live radio is all about. So thank you, Dave and Mace, for staying on it.
You betcha. And as a reminder, is our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest brought to you by Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. This hour's keyword is new, N-E-W. Download the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Miles. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap text in new, N-E-W for your chance to win. This hour, you need to do that before 8 o'clock this morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Here is Tears for Fears on Max FM. Jason Moore, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. We have two severe thunderstorm warnings that we are monitoring in the Max FM listening area. The first one is a severe thunderstorm warning. This is for northwestern Sauk County. That is going until 7:45 a.m. this morning. We have an update as of 7:23. The severe thunderstorm was located near Wunniwok, or it's 8 miles northwest of Reedsburg. That is moving east at 40 miles per hour. Currently, this storm, we are seeing 6 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail, according to radar. We could see hail damage to vehicles, wind damage to roof, siding, and trees. Locations that are going to be impacted will include Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, Hill Point, Laval, and Reedsburg. Again, this storm is 8 miles outside of Reedsburg. If you're in the Reedsburg-Laval area, you should be seeking shelter indoors with this storm. There's possibility of 60-mile-per-hour wind and quarter-size hail. You do not want to be outside for that, and we want everyone to be safe. Also, we have a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Richland County. And, okay, so they have updated the severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Richland and southwestern Monroe counties. That portion has been canceled. So the severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for southwestern Juneau County. That is the primary portion we're watching of that storm. And, again, 60-mile-per-hour wind gust, possibility of hail. That storm is going into the Mauston area right now. So if you're in the Mauston area, you should be seeking shelter indoors. I do see quite a bit of activity just in the Mauston area, and that is going to be my primary concern of what I'm looking at. Looking at some of the wind that's in the Mauston area. So, Killian, as we're looking at the radar up here, you can see kind of that red area. That's what we're watching right now on the big screen in front of us as we're monitoring the system. So the Mauston area, looking possibility of some wind, and that's going to be moving over the interstate area of the I-90-94 corridor. So if you're driving in the interstate area outside of Mauston, you definitely are seeing the storm move through the area. So we are continuing to monitor the severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Sauk County and Juneau County. Both of those warnings go until 7:45 a.m. Obviously, we're monitoring this with our meteorologists as well, and if we do need to provide any additional updates, we will do so. It is also our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest brought to you by Back Row Baraboo Motors. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash, plus every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. This hour's keyword, new. N-E-W. You need to text in new N-E-W before 8 o'clock this morning to be entered into our drawing. And again, text that in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Miles. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap text and text in new before 8 o'clock this morning to be entered in. Coming up, we're going to take a look at local sports, regional sports, and our weather forecast. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have the Carl F. Stotts & Sons Retirement Auction number 3 ending at 9 a.m. This auction features farm machinery, parts, inventory, and other items from Carl F. Stotts & Sons of Wanakee. Check our website at gavinbros.com for more details. On Wednesday, we have an online-only real estate auction ending at 11 a.m. for a 40-acre farmette located near Arena. More details can be found on our website. On Thursday, we have our September Farm and Construction online-only consignment auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview at our auction facility from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Wednesday. This auction features a lot of farm machinery, skid steers, harvest equipment, combines, grain trucks, other trucks and trailers, also ATVs, UTVs, lawn and garden items, and much more. The catalog can be viewed at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report from Friday night. Portage was defeated by Edgewood 28-16. Mount Horeb was victorious 44-19 versus Stoughton. Sauk Prairie defeated Lakeside Lutheran 39-20. Onalaska defeated Baraboo on Friday night 51-13. And Wisconsin Dells was victorious 35-9 versus Wautoma. This is Dave Grant with your Max FM Sports Report.
Some good news and bad news. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The good news is, for a third year in a row, the Brewers headed into the playoffs as divisional champs. The bad news is, it'll likely be without starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who suffered a lat strain in his upper back.
Obviously, it sucks. This is something that is a side effect of the surgery I had, and it's kind of terrible timing in that sense for, the team. The biggest goal for me was to finish the year healthy.
The crew in San Diego tonight against the Padres. College football, the Badgers now 2-1 after losing to Maryland 27-10 over the weekend. Wisconsin has their bye week, followed by a trip to Ann Arbor to face number 19th ranked Michigan. NFL, the Packers stunned, losing 13-10 to the Browns in Cleveland on a last second field goal.
It's extremely disappointing to be in a position to win the game and to have the script totally flip on you. It's tough to deal with.
As head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. Again, we have a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings that we are actively monitoring in studio this morning. The first one is for northwestern Sauk County, and we are monitoring that severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Sauk County. That goes until 7:45 a.m. this morning. At 7:23, the storm was located over Waniwok, about 8 miles northwest of Reedsburg, moving east at 40 miles per hour. The primary concern with this storm is radar indicated 60 mile per hour wind gust and quarter size hail. That means you could have hail damage to vehicles. Wind damage to roof siding and trees is possible in the Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, Hill Point, Reedsburg, and Laval areas. If you're in the Reedsburg and Laval area, you probably want to be seeking shelter indoors. Now, the warning that we are keeping most track of at this point is a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Juneau County. And this is for the Mauston area. And that severe thunderstorm warning currently goes until 7:45 a.m. According to what we are getting from Mace Michaels, the strongest velocities are mainly in southern Juneau County. And we're seeing the strongest signatures over the Mauston area and east of Waniwok, and the storm is going to be approaching the Linden Station area in about the next 10 minutes. Now, Linden Station is not under the severe thunderstorm warning. I'm expecting that we will see that change in the next few minutes, and so we are actively monitoring that. So if you're in the Linden Station area, you should be seeking shelter immediately, and we are starting to see the where they're starting to pare down that severe thunderstorm warning. But again, if you're in the Mauston Linden Station area, you should be seeking shelter immediately. Again, this is Dave Grant in the Max FM Weather Center providing severe weather coverage. When storms break out, we break in. It is also a reminder this hour's keyword is new. N-E-W, download the free Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Store. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM. Look for Max Mouse and tap text and send in new. N-E-W for your chance to win in our multi-state text to win contest brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Chris Stanton. Again, text in new before 8 o'clock this morning. And we are not expecting any of the warnings to extend past 7:45 a.m. That is the latest update that we have. But we could see wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Intern Killian and I are going to monitor this from the Max FM studios. So we're going to get you back into a quick song. Now, let's see. We're going to play a little bit of Cool in the Gang, and then we'll get Emily and I back in to celebrate some birthdays and anniversaries. The morning show is brought to you by Powerline Coffee. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. I know I'm going to need it today. Here's Cool in the Gang on Max FM.
Oh, what you going to do? You want to get down? Tell me. Oh, what you going to do? Do you want to get down?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Killian and Emily at 7:41 on Monday morning. All right, so we are going to talk a few things that are going on. Severe thunderstorm warnings for portions of Sauk County and Juneau County. Those are going to expire in the next 4 minutes. The velocity has come down, and so they're not going to extend our severe thunderstorm warnings. However, we do have a special weather statement from the National Weather Service. We could see wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour and pea-sized hail. And now, we know gusty winds can knock down loose, unsecured objects. So, garbage cans, light chairs, things like that. So, if you have those out and about, you want to make sure those are secure. And we could see minor hail damage, and that would impact vegetation at this point. Now, this special weather statement for 50-mile-per-hour winds and pea-sized hail is for Baraboo, Reedsburg, Wisconsin, Dells, Lake Delton, West Baraboo, Bluffview, North Freedom, Rock Springs, and Devil's Lake State Park. And, all right, we just have, all right, so then here we go again. This is going to be an interesting morning, Killian. Welcome to broadcasting. This is crazy. We're just getting a quick update right now, and so we're going to...
While Dave's reading that, here comes.
All right, we have a new severe thunderstorm warning that just came in. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. We have a severe thunderstorm warning that has now been issued for northwestern Columbia County and northern Sauk County. This goes until 8:30 a.m. 60-mile-per-hour wind gust. Again, this is radar indicated. Possible damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Again, this is what we were talking about with that special weather statement. They have changed that into a severe thunderstorm warning. Areas that are impacted are going to include Baraboo, Reedsburg, Wisconsin, Dells, Lake Delton, West Baraboo, North Freedom, Merrimack, Laval, Rock Springs. And so we are going to keep tabs on that. I'm just getting some updates from our meteorologists. I have two meteorologists that are in the background keeping tabs on all this as well, because everything that we were told by the National Weather Service was they were not going to extend any further warnings, and they have obviously changed their minds. So again, we are monitoring this severe thunderstorm warning that is now issued for northwestern Columbia County, northern Sauk County. That is going until 8:30 a.m. today. At 7:41, a severe thunderstorm was located over Reedsburg. This is moving east now at 35 miles per hour. What we're looking at is 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. This is all radar indicated. Possible wind damage, roof siding, and trees. This is going to impact Reedsburg. If you're in the Reedsburg area right now, you should be seeking shelter indoors. Lake Delton, Wisconsin Dells, Baraboo, West Baraboo, North Freedom, Merrimack, and the Devil's Lake State Park area. If you're in any of these areas, you should be seeking shelter. Wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour or 60 miles per hour. And right now, Killian and I are monitoring this from the studios in downtown Baraboo. We can see it starting to get a little bit cloudier. The winds are not in this area. So we will monitor this. We have trees and power lines down in Elroy. So again, that is why the severe thunderstorm warning was issued and extended, is for trees and power lines that went down in the Elroy area. So this is coming in from meteorologist Mace Michaels. They've got Mace Michaels, Corey Hartman. We're all monitoring the storm. It tells you that we take this seriously when we do have these alerts come out. And so we are seeing, all right, so as I go look at what's reported by the law enforcement, has reported that there was several trees and power lines down. And so that is why we're seeing this over. And so, thank you, Wendy, for that. We did have our EAS alert, which is our emergency alerting system, going over me while I was talking as well. So I'm going to give a quick update because that was talking over me this morning as well. And I don't hear that in the background, so I appreciate our listeners passing that along. So, all right, so we have the severe thunderstorm warning. That is going until 8:30 a.m. for northwestern Columbia County and northern Sauk County. That goes until 8:30 this morning at 7:41. That severe thunderstorm was over Reedsburg, moving east at 35 miles per hour, 6 mile per hour wind gust, radar indicated. We know this storm has caused damage to some trees that came down. This was in the Elroy area. Trees and power lines came down at the intersection of County WW and Oak Lane in Elroy. So this is moving towards the Baraboo area. It's going through Reedsburg right now. If you're in Baraboo, Lake Delton, Wisconsin, Dells, Merrimack, or the Devil's Lake State Park area, you should be seeking shelter immediately. Indoors, away from windows, secure any loose objects. We are starting to see a cloud up in the downtown Baraboo area at the Weicker Great Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak in the Max FM studios. So we are actively monitoring that. So, Emily, I'm going to let you get our keyword in just so I can catch my breath and I update a couple of quick things here, and I'll be back in just 1 minute.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM, brought to you by the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. This hour's keyword is new, folks, N-E-W. So if you don't already have the Civic Media app, go ahead and download that and find your 99.7 Max FM station. Use the text button at the bottom of your screen. Send the keyword N-E-W for your chance to win in this multi-state text to win contest. Now, there's a lot of things that are going to be happening in terms of winning. So there's a couple of different options. So there's a couple of different options out there for winning today. Possible to win a piece of gold jewelry and possible to win $200 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. Yep, you heard me right. Go for the Green and Gold in November, folks. You're going to get a chance to win that prize for tickets indoor club level Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. So don't forget, you only have till 8 o'clock. That's 12 more minutes to text in the word new using your Civic Media app. Now, if you have trouble finding your app, a little while back, I put up a little video, like a how-to kind of YouTube deal on how to get the app on your phone. I'm happy to do that again, or just let us know through the regular text line. Hey guys, how do I use this? And we're more than happy to help. It's pretty slick though. You just download it, upload it. I don't know, whatever. Put it on your phone in all the ways that apps go on your phone and just search for Civic Media. It's a red CNM for Civic Media. Comes up, scroll on down. You see that cute little mouse, and that is our station. The text option is the bottom to right. So don't forget to text in the word new. All right, Dave. What's happening? You caught up?
We are caught up. I'm just in communication with all of our meteorologists this morning. And so we are keeping tabs on this severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Columbia and Sauk County. Now, I've been talking back and forth with our meteorologist. I was surprised that it went to a warning. And so I was like, why did this go warning? And so the reason that it went warning is probably because of the damage that was caused in Elroy with trees and power lines coming down. And that's why they did issue this severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Columbia County. Northern Sauk County, that goes until 8 a.m. The storm is moving over the Reedsburg area right now. Wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour are possible, and I see the possibility maybe a little bit of pea-sized hail in there as well. Now, if we do get 60-mile-per-hour winds, that can cause damage to roof siding and trees. Locations that are impacted are Reedsburg and Lake Delton right now. This will be moving into the North Freedom area, Baraboo, West Baraboo, Merrimack, Rock Springs areas as well as Devil's Lake State Park. If you happen to be listening in Devil's Lake State Park, you should be seeking shelter in a safe spot with 6 mph wind gusts that can bring trees down. And so we want everyone to be just careful as you're out and about this morning, as you're driving to work during your morning commute. Also, if you're at Devil's Lake with 60 mph winds, that can bring some trees down. So if you're in a tent or in those areas, you probably want to be seeking shelter in a sturdy structure at this point in time. We are actively monitoring this from the Weicker Grade Day Building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. We are not going to be doing celebrity birthdays this morning. I apologize, folks, but unfortunately, severe weather coverage takes precedence over celebrity birthdays. We did not have any local birthdays that came in this morning, so we made the decision that we're not going to do celebrity birthdays. Now, depending on what's happening with weather, we will talk about our Pets of the Week at 8:10 with Emily in the Sauk County Humane Society, but again, all depends on what's happening with the weather. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10 this morning.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you for keeping up on that weather live as it comes in. That is so helpful for our listeners, because I know that folks are driving all over the place for their commute this morning. So just be safe.
Yes, indeed. We do want to remind everyone you have 9 minutes to text in for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win Contest, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors, State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Stanton, and Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. This hour's keyword is new, N-E-W. You need to text in the word new, N-E-W, to be entered into our daily drawing for gold jewelry and $200 cold hard cash, and a grand prize drawing of indoor club level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. The morning show is brought to you by Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Step into an evening where history is poured by the glass. At Wagons and Wine, Circus World's legendary wagons transform into stations for a grand tasting tour. Wander the grounds as 12 historic wagons each feature wines from Wisconsin wineries, making every stop a new flavor and a fresh story. Savor treats for purchase, sip to live music, and enjoy captivating entertainment all around you. It's a rare chance to experience Circus World After Hours, where vintage craftsmanship and exquisite vintages meet. Tickets at circusworld.org.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit Cell Plus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Do you want to try the most delicious smoked meats in Wisconsin? Then make your way to Station 136 Kitchen and Cocktails Barbecue in Rock Springs and sink your teeth into their tasty food. Ask Jeff about their unique smoking process, which brings the full flavor through in their Saturday prime rib, wings on Thursdays, ribs on Tuesdays, and fish fries on Fridays. Enjoy their homemade food inside or on the patio at Station 136. Open at 11 a.m. every day except Wednesday in Rock Springs.
Willow's Tavern Bar and Grill in Westport would like to take this time to salute our first responders, law enforcement, firefighters, and paramedics. They're there for us year-round. Their commitment and bravery is our first line of defense when tragedy strikes. Let's all take a moment to give them the respect they deserve for their professionalism and valiant efforts. This from Willow's Tavern Bar and Grill on Willow Road in Westport. Stop by for great food and a good time. Thanking our area first responders.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279EG Reedsburg.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. We are continuing to monitor the severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Columbia County and northern Sauk County. This goes until 8:30 a.m. Currently, the severe thunderstorm is moving through the Reedsburg-Lake Delton area, moving east at 35 miles per hour. We are seeing 60 mile per hour wind gusts with this storm. Radar indicated possibility of pea-sized hail. Now, as we are looking outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak, we can see that this storm is just outside of Baraboo, looking at the skies, looking at the radar. If you are in the Baraboo area, you should be seeking shelter indoors, away from windows and moving objects. 6 mile per wind gust can bring trees, branches down. That happened in the Elroy area. We are monitoring activity also in the Juneau County area. Possibly could see something come up from Marquette County. So we are keeping tabs on this. We are watching this storm from the Max FM studios and following all safety protocols. And so, yes, intern Killian is having an exciting first day of work. Unprecedented and having severe thunderstorm warnings interrupting the morning show. So when severe weather breaks out, we break in. Also, you have 3 minutes left to text in this hour's keyword, new, N-E-W, text that in via the free Civic Media app for your chance to win in our daily grand drawing in our multi-state text to win contest. Our daily drawing is gold jewelry and $200 cash, plus every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club level tickets for Green Bay versus Minnesota in November. All right. We have a new severe thunderstorm warning, so we are going to take a quick look at that. Give me just a moment to do so. Dave Grant again from the Max FM Weather Center. We have a new severe thunderstorm warning. This is for Marquette and Columbia counties, and it has not popped up onto my map yet. So, all right, there it is. Killian just watched it pop up on the screen with me. So, new severe thunderstorm warning. Give me just 1 second. Get a quick drink of water. As we're doing severe weather coverage from the Max FM studios, new severe thunderstorm warning, North Central Columbia County and Marquette County. This goes until 8:45 a.m. this morning. And, Killian, look at that cloud that's moving right over. Oh, my goodness. So we are watching the system happening right here in downtown Baraboo as well. So, sorry, we are watching the system right from here as well. So we are keeping tabs on this. And I'm going to be sending some quick photos to our meteorology team. So, all right. So, again, severe thunderstorm warning was just issued for north central Columbia County, Marquette County. 6 mile per wind gust, nickel size hail. This storm is moving at, 40 miles per hour outside of Wisconsin Dells. And this is radar indicated portage. You should be seeking shelter indoors immediately. Lake Wisconsin, Poinette, Partyville, Montello, Westfield also should be seeking shelter immediately. Yes, we do have a shelf cloud, Mace. Mace Michael is reporting that we should seeing a shelf cloud coming at you. Yes, we do, Mace. If you are listening, we are seeing that shelf cloud right here from the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. And so, yes, we are actively monitoring that shelf cloud as well. And so I'm going to just send this over to our folks here that are keeping tabs on this system here this morning, because we do appreciate Mace Michaels, Corey Hartman, are our actual meteorologists that keep track of all of these systems in the area. So, yes, there is a shelf cloud moving through this area as well. There is no concerns with that. We are watching the wind pick up as well. So Killian is having an exciting first day of broadcasting. This will probably be one of those days that he never forgets. He can say the first time he was in doing radio that we had severe weather coverage. So, yes, we are starting to see the wind pick up in downtown Baraboo. So, again, we have two severe thunderstorm warnings. This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. We are covering a severe thunderstorm warning that is for northern Sauk County until 8:30 a.m. 6 mile wind gusts are the main concern with this storm. This storm is moving into the Baraboo area right now, as well as Lake Delton and Reedsburg. So if you're in the Lake Delton, Reedsburg, West Baraboo, North Freedom areas, or Devil's Lake State Park, you should be seeking shelter indoors. Again, if you're at Devil's Lake, I would recommend seeking shelter indoors. Is you can see the shelf cloud, Killian. You can see it out that window over there as well. And we're just watching this move through the Baraboo area right now. So, and Mace Michaels has confirmed this shelf cloud. You know what? Yes, Mace, let's get you to jump in here real quick. We are going to, if you're listening, Mace, let's go ahead and get you into clean feed. Sorry about that. I'm just trying to communicate with Mace Michaels. I'm going to have Mace jump on with us because this is one of those that we are keeping track of this morning. And I'm going to send this link over to Mace real quick. Mace, if you're listening, I'm going to send it over in our official work chat as well. So we're going to get Mace Michaels on the air with us just because with this storm that is moving through the area, we want to make sure we have all the best coverage we can get you. So we have